Hi there, good morning. It's Friday. I'm Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18 to take you through all the cues that you need to work with for trade this morning. Now remember, yesterday was International Day of Yoga, and if you take a look at the markets, it would appear as if for the larger part of yesterday's session, both the Nifty and the Sensex were in Shavasana, only to be woken up in the last hour of trade on the downside. So we saw a mild cut after a purely range-bound trade in yesterday's session, so a third of a percent lower on both the Nifty and the Sensex. The one more volatile in the last hour was the Nifty Bank, which fell about 200 points from the highs, primarily on account of the Nifty Bank weekly options expiry. The mid-cap index continued to underperform, and we had three stocks in the red for one in the green. But that's the kind of month it has been so far. The Nifty absolutely flat along with the Sensex. Nifty Bank and mid-caps have lost about 2%, while the small-cap index has lost about 5%. So in this flat 5% decline sort of markets, what stood out? It's been the pharmaceutical index. This month itself, while the Nifty has been absolutely flat, the pharmaceutical index is up 12%. So as we move into the expiry week next week, a couple of levels very important on the Nifty. Yesterday's high of 10,810 is something we'll have to watch out for on the way upside. Yesterday's low, which was incidentally also the 20-day moving average, 10,728. Watch out for that mark on the lower end. However, the SGX Nifty indicating a start around that 10,700 mark. So watch out for the maximum open interest in terms of puts, that's 10,700, and the 50-day moving average, 10,670. Let's see if we see support there or not. Watch out for the oil marketing companies. They spiked in yesterday's trading session ahead of the OPEC meet. Crude is an important factor, been ranging around that $73 to $75 per barrel mark for the last few days as we built up into the Vienna meet for OPEC. In terms of stocks and news, watch out for Adani Ports, because remember yesterday the FIIs, they bought about 1100 crores plus in the cash market, but that purchase was only to flatter to deceive. The Adani family sold stake worth around 1850 crores, lapped up by the FIIs. Watch out for the oil and gas index, the BSE oil and gas index, all the oil marketing companies upstream and the downstream companies as well ahead of the big meet in Vienna. Tata Motors, that stock could be in focus. First ever JLR Investor Day happening today, where the CFO, the new CFO, P. Balaji, will meet investors. The company is expected to outline their plan to meet the 8 to 10% guidance that they've given for Jaguar Land Rover EBIT margins. HCL Technologies, Nokia signed a 5-year global IT infrastructure and application services deal with the company. Need to know the contours, but this is by and large positive. Stride Sassoon Pharma stocks continue to be in focus. This time, one of their rectal artisanate product has received a WHO pre-qualification, which is positive news for that stock. Future Lifestyle, now they've been allotting a lot of shares to influential investors as well as funds, so now they've approved issue of close to around 38 lakh shares, which amounts to 170 crore rupees, to Spectacular Investors PTE via a preferential issue. JSW Steel, they've proposed an investment of up to $500 million to upgrade their steel manufacturing unit in Ohio. Watch out for that stock. And finally, in terms of F&O, watch out for two stocks. CG Power, after being beaten down, that stock had seen some bit of recovery over the last 2-3 trading sessions. Brokerages were by and large positive on that stock. And going into expiry week, this one's gone into the F&O ban. And finally, Jet Airways, that stock is in focus. So most of this month, it was in the F&O ban. In the expiry week or just ahead of the expiry week, that stock comes out of the F&O ban. Thank you.